AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. One community that got devastated by Hurricane Ian was Fort Myers Beach, Florida.
I live about a mile down and everything's gone. Everything is gone.
Mary Stupanik spoke to WSVN-TV. She was walking in a bit of a daze, seeing all the damage.
It was unbelievable. Like, we saw cars. My car floated away, so I have no car now.
President Biden says the entire country hurts along with the people of Florida. He's hearing early reports of a substantial loss of life. The president thanked first responders.
When the conditions allow it, I'm going to be going to Florida to thank them personally so we don't get in the way. I'll do our best. We're going to do our best to build Florida back as quickly as possible. But we're not going to be leaving. We're going to build it back with the state and local government. However long it takes, we're going to be there.
Eric Sillagy is with Florida Light and Power.
We have about 1.2 million customers who are out of power, but we have been able to restore over 700,000 customers before the storm has even left the state. And we're going to continue to work 24/7 to do so.
Ian is back over water in the Atlantic and could become a hurricane again. A hurricane warning has been issued for the South Carolina coast, where the storm is expected to make landfall tomorrow. Stocks fell broadly on Wall Street. Worries about a possible recession and rising bond yields put a squeeze back on markets. The Dow lost 458 points. Russia is planning to annex more of Ukraine tomorrow. The move represents an escalation of the seven-month war that is expected to isolate the Kremlin even further, draw more international punishment, and bring extra support to Ukraine. Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, has stood by the false claim the 2020 election was fraudulent during an interview with the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. That's according to Congressman Benny Thompson, the panel's Democratic chairman. Six Republican-led states are suing the Biden administration to try to halt its plan to forgive student loan debt for millions of Americans. This is AP News. Mexico is being called the world's deadliest country for environmental activists.
A report released by non-governmental group Global Witness claims 54 activists were killed in Mexico in 2021 alone. The Yaqui indigenous people of northern Mexico are still mourning the killing of water defense leader Tomas Rojo, found dead in June 2021. Rojo's body was found half buried near the town of Vicam, nearly 3 weeks after he disappeared. Rojo's father says his son's killing changed his own life forever. I compare it to clowns, how they go on with the show without anyone even knowing the pain they bear inside. Activist Cesar Coto says he will carry on Rojo's legacy despite the odds. The water doesn't speak, the rocks don't speak, the mountains don't speak, the sea doesn't speak, but we do speak and we want to keep speaking for them. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.